On this episode of The Everett Lee Show, it's the end of 2022, and joining me tonight to discuss everything that's went on, or just about almost everything that's went on with 2022, is David C. Russell, host of the Deathmatch Russell podcast, and it happens right now.
The Everett Lee Show podcast, a shot of entertainment.
David C. Russell, Deathmatch Russell podcast. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. How's it going, man?
Happy New Year. Oh, okay. All right. Crank. Yeah. How you guys doing tonight? How are you doing tonight, Mr. Everett Lee? As we are closing out 2022. Do you believe that already? Like, me and you have knocked out many podcasts in the past. You know, just like lots of good things have happened to us, and just wrestling and just fun stuff in general, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to know one thing. What are you drinking tonight? Because I got something right here.
Shout out
to you bringing up the heavy shit, man.
Yes, sir. Classic Pabs.
Pats. Blue Ribbon.
Blue Ribbon.
What a GCW, man. Yeah.
Shout out to GCW sponsorship. Blue Ribbon. Yes.
GCW. Talking about GCW. They had a lot of great moments in 2022, didn't they, this year?
They exploded, man, with a lot of – it was just a good roller coaster ride for them, man. They had a lot of events that really just, you know, took place that really, you know, moments that you caught your eye. You're like, wow. And stars making names for themselves in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you hear my daughter in the background. She's supposed to be asleep. She's yelling already. So I haven't done a live podcast since the beginning of the year. Let's talk about January of this year. So I was doing a live audio podcast on Podbeam. Everybody was doing that on Podbeam, doing a live audio podcast. I seen how good it went for a lot of people. I decided, hey, I'm going to try this myself. So I went and did a live podcast, audio podcast on Podbeam. It went well, and then all of a sudden it went, that's what happened to it. It just tanked. Well,
Everett Lee, but you know what? It's 2023 or 2022, and you got the technology of a great app that I use all the time, StreamYard, and my gosh.
One thing I got to say is I started doing something new with podcasting, which was I got on StreamYard. You got me on StreamYard, which would have to be one new thing that I did this year for 2022, was I used StreamYard. And which was great was because I didn't really have to load up. Yeah. I didn't really have to load up OBS on my computer. And then wait for do an update, restart, and then try to screen capture Messenger, Facebook Messenger, when I talk to people. But it was great. I still use that from time to time when there's times where you're using StreamYard and I can't use StreamYard. So that's one of the things there. But yeah. I, you know, dropped doing Podbeam Live on the audio live podcast. Because it was like I was getting a lot of likes and comments. Yeah, man, that's good. But no one was jumping in. I was given the links. So another thing I tried that bombed. I've tried a lot of things in the last 8-9 years of me doing podcasting. And it all works.
Me and you. Me and you have tried it.
Hey, you know what? You should try this. Okay. All right. I try it and it don't work and it bombs. So I just scrap it and move on to the next thing. And the best thing would have to be using StreamYard and getting hooked up with you on this. So it's been great, man, for venturing out to this here.
It really is. It's more of and like we said, it's a child could set this up in 20 seconds or less, like a pizza comes delivered to your door, you know?
As long as they eat Domino's. I had crappy Domino's the other day at work. It was horrible.
Oh, speaking of pizzerias that closed right behind my house down the road, Pizza Hut finally shut its doors, but they're in the next town over. They relocated to a new building.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. They had this toy collector place right in here in town. I went over with a friend of mine. He picked up this badass Batman figure. And what happened was with that badass Batman figure he picked up, that place I drove by actually today. I was out, had run some errands, and I stopped at the red light. It's right by this red light here in town. And the shop is empty and it has for rent sign on it. I was like, wow, that didn't last long. Because they had a place in Jacksonville, so they moved it right down here. I went in there, I think it was like a couple days after the grand opening, and the guy was the owner that worked there, or one of the guys said, what are you actually looking for? I said, it'd be nice if you get WWE figures in. Yeah, I'll get some WWE figures in. Okay. That was the last time I heard about that. I'm able to get out there, you know, a chair slipping down. And it sucks that the place closed up. They had to get a lot of good collector stuff, man. They had a lot of great stuff.
That's like that time that the bulldozer ran his collectible shop. Remember how I always talked about how he had the store down in Voorhees, and it was just one of those places that you wanted to get your wrestling merch from, you know, like just the collectibles and hard to find t-shirts and, you know, like it just autographs and just, you know, DVD, what are DVDs to this? You know, it's like, what are DVDs, Everett? And, you know, I'll get into that later with another topic, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about topics and stuff. On this on this episode tonight, we're gonna have people will be jumping in and out. There'll be some people. So I just want to say that anyone that wants to jump in and say, "Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Shitter's Full," hit me up and I'll send you
Everett.
What?
Should we share that link with our friend? Should we share with our friend?
Let's get him in here. Let's get our first guest of the evening in here to join us. Do I have it?
Get it?
Yeah, go ahead. Get it.
I have it.
You got it? Well, send it. Send it out.
I got her.
Got her. Got her.
Okay, here we go. Got her going to his. Going. Hold on 1 second. And we are.
I'm waiting.
Hell, I can't paste this. No.
Yeah, you can. Copy paste. Wait for it.
But yeah, Everett. And, you know, talking like wrestling wise, like we just had like a busy, like it's been like nonstop. I had like a lot of good stuff coming through on. I have had, and I heard you're coming back to getting you just loaded it back up, your subscription to IWTV, which is phenomenal to get. People don't realize what they're missing, Everett.
Yeah. I'm trying to get, I am going to get that back up there because I did also in 2022, I went a whole month without no internet, no internet, no Fire Stick, no nothing. All I had was my DVD collection and I didn't really use my phone, not unless I had to.
I shared some stuff with you. You know, I shared my accounts with you just to so you could see what's going, you know.
Yeah. And you know what? This is what I want to say, David. I want to say thank you. Thank you for that.
Everett, you know what? Christmas.
Yes. I want to thank you for that, man.
Are you ready for Christmas? Well, we'll have to ask our guests about Christmas. We're going to stock Christmas gifts and fun stuff. We'll talk that, I'm sure, as well as the time goes on. But Everett, going back, what caught your eye on Game Changer? Or no, let's wait till Sam has a lot to talk about this too. Our guest that's going to be joining us, the wrestler Sam Stackhouse.
Yeah, so much. I'm happy. He's on his way. I haven't seen him enter the green room yet. But as soon as he joins in, we'll throw him in here. We'll let him come in. What's that?
Okay, getting set up. Yep, he's coming. All right, getting set up.
Our guy's all right, getting set cool. up. Good. He's getting set up. But so anyway, yeah.
Man, are you ready, Everett? I just have so much going on still. We just have like last minute shopping to do. It's just, but we'll talk about that more and more when our guest gets here. We'll see what Christmas brings from the Sam family.
Yeah,
the Stackhouse family. Yeah.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Tonight,
but looking back at like news wise, what caught your eye? Like, you know,
what's GCW. I'd have to say that what I've watched out of GCW this year for 2022, what I've caught was the match with Nick Gage in the tag team match where he's like, "I'll do this on my own," and that's when Slate came out and tagged with them. That was a good match. That'd have to be my favorite match for GCW this year.
Yeah, they're really like I say, man, they exploded the roller coaster ride. They took it, and now it's wait till you see this. It keeps on going. It's nonstop. I'm gonna be joining. Well, I'll talk about when he gets here. How's that?
Sounds good. Sounds good. So when he gets here. I bet you are, because I am, because I'm like really excited.
Yeah, but you know, me and you, we've been talking back and forth about how WWE has been really showing off the characters of the Uso, the Sami Zayn, and
the Bloodline. Talking about Bloodline. Yeah. Talking about WWE. Hey, Vince McMahon retired finally. He finally retired. You know, and I want to give a shout out to Wrestling with Johnners Network. A lot of great shows over there. And I do want to mention that I did mention to a lot of them. They were talking, the ones that do like heavily watch and talk about, discuss on their shows about WWE. I said the day I start watching WWE would be the day that Vince McMahon leaves. And that happened this year. And I started getting back into it, getting to spend time with my brother, getting to watch some WWE, which has been great. I've been time with my
brother. And do you remember that day I called you up, Everett? Like I said, I'm in Atlantic City at a Game Changer show, and WWE is there too on a Sunday night.
How that happened, dude? How the hell did that happen, David?
To tell the audience and everybody, because I've told you the story. Share, please.
I love to hear this.
Just it's Sunday night, and we finish up the show at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. At the showboat for our Game Changer show, and what else was there going on at night? WWE had a show called Sunday Night Stunner going on. Okay, so you know what? I was like, I wonder how many friends of mine are in attendance from the Game Changer show will be at this venue. So I run downstairs. I walk down to the lobby, and ladies and gentlemen, here we are. If you want to. Oh, guess who it is? I'll finish the story in a bit. Let's
take
two on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on this episode of Moments of 2022, a person I haven't even talked to in a while who's had a hell of a year. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to welcome back on the podcast none other than Sam Stackhouse. Let's give a round of applause to Sam.
How you guys doing?
Good. Good. Sam, how you been?
I've been good. Been good. How you been?
Not too bad. Not too bad. You were one of my first guests that I talked to at the beginning of 2022. And There were I got to know you quite a bit on that episode, on that when you came on, Sam. And from that time on, since I last talked to you until now, I've followed you on social media. A lot of great things has happened to you. There's so many moments that happened in 2022 for you. You've had a lot of great opportunities that's happened. So share some of those opportunities, man. Let's hear the greatness that's happened to you in 2022.
Man, it's been a crazy year. So I started the Hammerstein in January. That was nuts. Then won the Loco title in February. And then I wrestled Brian Keith, Ninja Mac, Chris Carter. I wrestled all these people. Let's see. Jack Evans. James Storm. Like, it's just I'm sure I'm forgetting stuff of that. It's been crazy. I've only not wrestled 2 weekends the entire year. So I wrestled 50 out of 53, or I'll this year I'll wrestle, was there how many weekends or weeks in a year? 53 weeks or six?
53 weeks.
Has it?
Yeah, 53 weeks.
Yeah.
And a couple more weeks.
I'm only missing two of those the entire year.
So wow.
But Everett, let me tell you this. It's going to be Sam's first time, and I get to see my friend Sam wrestle in Atlantic City, New Jersey, GCW's weekend. He's making his debut on the East Coast, finally. Finally! Sam's
that's amazing.
Makes his debut.
Yeah, it's going to be. I've been wanting to be at the Showboat, well, forever. So that, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
it's going to be off the hook. That's what's going to happen, Sam. It's going to be off the hook. Now,
I mean, Sam,
one of the things that's out for me witnessing you here in 2022 was, I think it was during WrestleMania weekend. You were in Texas there. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what was the show that you're wrestling? Because you came out there and you made yourself noticed to me.
Yeah,
I was like, was out there.
That was at Joey Janela's spring break. Yeah, it was
yes. Joey
spring break part two. Yeah, that reaction was probably the top reaction I've ever gotten in my life. Like, I could not believe, like, whenever I came out there, all those people was chanting already. Like, they did, like, it was crazy. And the shot that they got of me coming down the aisle with all the hands out and stuff, it gives me chills every time I see it. I still living it front through my eyeballs. I can't even tell you how I felt in the moment, because it felt like it was in slow-mo, but at the same time, it was gone. It came and gone in a second, it felt like, everything was over. So, yeah, that was a crazy weekend. In my brain, that does not feel at all like that was this year. Like, that feels like that had to have been last year. It feels like that was so far ago. That was 10 months ago. But that feels so long
and ago. Just crazy. And, but then step foot in the hammer stall, Sam. Oh. That was a surreal moment, like, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The Hammerstein. Yeah. Tell us about that there.
And that was probably the most intense few minutes the day of my life. And so I walked into that place, and like, it doesn't look that intimidating when you walk in the front door. You're like, okay, it's like a normal thing. But then you walk down, you take a step down, and then it opens up to where like the big dome area is. And then it was crazy. That was just being in that building. I mean, like, that was Matt Cardona's first time even wrestling there. So, like,
right.
There was people living their dreams that night, and I got to be a part of that. Some dude from Little Town, Oklahoma, got to be a part of that, and that was, yeah, dude, it was, like, and that feels like that was a million years ago, and it wasn't even a year ago yet. It's crazy. Yeah, I've lived a life this year. It's been crazy, and I haven't even sat and thought about it really till just now. This has happened to me, like, live on this thing. I'm kind of like coming to terms with this in my brain right now. Like, it has been a crazy year.
It has.
Like, I can't even think about it.
Your social media, man, it's blown up more this year than what it has, because right after I talked with you, that was in February of this year, things started rolling, man. I'm seeing posts. I'm seeing stuff. I'm seeing Sam. Sam's over here doing something. Then now he's back over here. Sam's here now. Sam's, oh, man, look what he's doing now. It's like, what's he doing next? And then you seeing the shorts and the clips.
These belts. belt. Collecting belts. Just collecting those belts.
Belt, David, he's building that resume, man. He's building that resume. You built a hell of a resume for 2022. Now, with a lot of stuff that's happened this year, with a lot of workers, which have you noticed anybody out there that's had a great year, just like yourself, Sam? Have you noticed anybody out there on the independent wrestling scene that's had a great year?
I mean, well, you do notice kind of a pattern of seeing the same guys every weekend at the, you know, traveling and doing things. So, I mean, obviously Ninja Mac doing crazy things over in Japan right now. That's absolutely him and Dante both. Mm-hmm. They were the first two Americans wrestling for that belt in like 20 years. And they were the first ones ever. They were the first time it was two Americans wrestling for it ever in the history of stuff. So that's crazy. I mean, BK is killing it. He probably had my best match of my career with him. And then the match, him and you need to go out of your way to find him versus Speedball Mike Bailey from last weekend.
Yes.
Freelance. That was probably one of the best matches I've ever seen in my life. But he's killing it. Chris Carter, obviously, is killing. Dimitri Alexandrov's killing it. Barrett Brown, he's killing. There's all kinds of dudes. ASF, I see him all the time. Like, I mean, there's all these guys. You do notice a pattern. You'd be seeing the same people every week that's out traveling and just doing it. So
yeah, the Loco, you know, the Gringo Loco. The list goes. I know. ASF is. Oh, you know, he's always with Gringo Loco. He's always, yeah. ASF is always with Gringo. He's been on a tour with him. So man, it's awesome to see. ASF was one of those guys that you probably like, wow, this guy's gonna do something with his career, you know, and he came a long way.
He can do some stuff that, I mean, he's the past, just think of that, just that lucha match at the Hammerstein. Like, there was stuff that people have never even seen before happen in that match. And ASF, and like ASF and Gringo, every single week, every single show you see them on, they're coming up with something different, something new, something like a different way to do the things mm-hmm. that they like. It's their geniuses is what it is. It's crazy.
Yeah. Once they hit that LA spot, you know, at that Ukraine Center, my gosh, they really just know it's spot for spot, and it's phenomenal. Like the way they show lucha is the right way, you know, in a new way, new style of lucha. It's pretty, you know, good to see what they can bring to the table.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Let me ask you this. And Sam, what do you think of the youngest 18-year-old, you know, 18-year-old Billy Starks just coming back from there's another one who really took a trip too, man. She went places, man.
And she had some good matches this year. I know she wrestled Ruby Riott at Revolver. Her and Allie had a good match. Like, I mean, she's wrestled some good matches this year too. And she's another, like you said, she was over in Japan. She's been traveling. She's been making a name mm-hmm. for herself already. And that's like, I'm 33, so I waited way past 17, 18. Her and Nick Wayne, like they're already doing stuff that mm-hmm. that people don't do for another 10 or 15 years. And they've already got it knocked out. So.
I know. Nick
Wayne's another one. He is so good. I don't think people kind of underestimate how good he is just because of his age. But I mean, I got to work with him at GCW in that scramble match, and he's fantastic. He's got his brain doesn't. He's not like a regular 17-year-old person. Like, he seems like he's one of those old souls, like they call him.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. Exactly.
Also, when he
with Billy, man, I had her on. In this year, I had her come back onto the podcast, which was great, doing a follow up from when I last had her on, and it was great because, you know, I did try to get out of her to say, hey, you know, AEW, WWE, what's going on? And she said she couldn't really say at the time. And then all of a sudden, she goes over to Japan, and she has some hell of a matches over there. And then, yeah, Nick Wayne, same thing, man. It's just, it's amazing to see like your peers like getting those opportunities to go do stuff, man, which is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic because like as you said, like your peers, you know what the work takes. I know what work I put in to get what I've gotten. So to see that to see other people's work finally paying off. Not only is it exciting to see, but it also gives you hope, because I mean, you know, it shows. I've always said this too, that I think pro wrestling is one of the few things that like hard work actually eventually pays off. So like it's very reassuring to see your peers getting their payoffs and stuff, because eventually yours is coming too, you know. And that's the good thing about wrestling, and it's fantastic. Plus you get to wrestle. Like if those guys are elevated when I get to wrestle them, I mean that's good for everybody. It's fantastic. It's been a good year for a lot of people, not just me. It's been a good year for a lot of people.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's really been a good year for a lot of people. I even got back into commentary. I haven't done color commentary in 2 years, and I had an opportunity with Adrenaline Wrestling to do that. I did two live shows and two post production shows with them, and I got in and I found a new way. I found something new. I discovered on how to edit their matches and shows, and it was great. It was great getting to do that, jumping back in there. And I was telling someone the other day, I said, who would have thought in 2022 I'd jump back and doing color commentary again for that little short run, because I've had short runs here and there, and hoping eventually one day, like I'd at least get like a long run in doing something like that. But it's been short runs here and there. So I'm like just rolling with it, man. You know, very humble that, you know, getting the opportunity to do that and stuff. And there's matches and people I see out there. I'd love to call their match. I definitely would love to call their matches, man. And you're one of the guys I'd love to call match. I definitely would. Go ahead, David.
Everett, I was gonna say, and you know, you actually on that commentary, you actually, Everett, were talking to some people who actually were on Dark. They were Dark. Was really awesome, you know.
Guest De La Vega, yeah. Guest De La Vega. I like when I do heel commentary, because I get to talk smack about everybody. I do. I love it. I love it. I pulled it from that old school Bobby Heenan and Roddy Piper. That's my inspiration there for that. But it was great to do that this year. And yeah, you're one of the guys I would love to get to call a match on, man. You know, love to do that. So
what's Christmas like? What's Christmas like in your household for the Christmas holidays? Huh? Let's talk about the holiday. Yeah, what's with this? Right?
Man, it's my favorite time. It's my favorite time.
Yeah,
I think the girls are in there watching a Christmas movie right now. Anyways, that's what they've been doing every day, pretty much. So we got the tree up. Saturday, Christmas Eve, we're going to go to my wife's family. And then Saturday, we'll go to my mom and my sister, and everybody's coming to town. We're going to my brother's house. So that should be fun. But yeah, it's going to be cool. I can see, because I didn't get to see hardly any of my family last year. So I get to see them all this year. So that's going to be pretty awesome. But yeah, it's gonna be cool. But it looks like just hanging out and watching Christmas movies is pretty much what we do during Christmas time.
Nice.
And
nice.
Break out the New Year's. Break out the New Year's. You be traveling.
Wrestling. Oh yeah. Be in Jersey.
It's gonna be awesome.
Nicholas Vick. Shout out to Nicholas Vick, owner of Knockout Entertainment. I've had the pleasure to work with doing Adrenaline Wrestling. He said, you did great job. I also wish it would last longer. Merry Christmas. I do too. I wish it would last longer, but you know what? Merry Christmas. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for dropping in there. Sharing your comment, Everett, and thoughts.
What's like in the Everett Lee house for Christmas?
Everett Lee house. I'll tell you what it is. My 5-year-old daughter. She's in the other room watching movies with my wife, with her mom. So that's pretty much what's going on right there in the Lee house right now. So,
right here in the Russell house, right here in the Russell house, my dad's getting ready. They just came back from Costco, got all the stuff stocked stock the closet, you know, fridge up with all the goodies for my dad to prepare our turkey this year. My sisters are coming down on, we're going to celebrate with them. We're going to see them the day after Christmas, which is nice with the kids and everybody get together with the family. It's going to be really nice, but I will go to midnight mass. I said I was going to go to midnight mass and I will this time again. I like to do that once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm all for, you know what, and also I start vacation tomorrow.
Nice.
January 4th. I can't complain.
That's nice. I get a little four day holiday here myself, which is great. I don't know what to do with myself. Except I guess enjoy, you know, Christmas, enjoying it with family and friends. That's about all I know what to do with Christmas. And
I've been playing a lot of video games.
Video games. What have you been playing, Sam?
He's been playing with the Twitch stuff there. Dabbling in the Twitch error now.
Madden and Call of Duty. You're streaming on Twitch.
I've been streaming on Facebook and YouTube. I haven't got my Twitch figured out yet. I can stream straight from the PS5 onto Twitch, but I haven't figured out how to do it from the computer yet. So I've been doing it on Facebook and YouTube. I'm trying to figure out how to stream on TikTok because I got like 17,000 something followers on TikTok, but I don't know how. I don't have like a streaming key thing yet. So I can go live from my phone and like I can record the thing, and then like maybe eventually they'll give me a key. But I've been trying to find I know there's workarounds, so I've been trying to figure that out. But yeah, mainly Facebook. I have a good time on Facebook. I got a really good group of people that watch the lives and hang out and stuff on Facebook. So it's been pretty fun.
That's great. I like to say real quick, thanks for the thumbs up and the likes. I can see that right there and people jumping in and jumping out. The chat been jumping, you know, in and out there, which is great. And you want to leave a comment, leave a shout out in the chat. You want to jump in live. Just hit me up and I'll send you the link to jump in, man. You know, this is Christmas. Jump in. Let's celebrate. Let's wish everyone a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas.
Everett, as me and you were talking before, and Sam probably heard us talking about the Roman, the bloodline. The bloodline.
Yeah.
Bloodline, the Zane.
Sami Zayn.
Okay.
One thing me and David has been talking about, Sam, was that we're talking about like one of the things that happened this year. Vince McMahon retired from WWE, and I don't know if you've been catching up with like what's been going on with AEW and WWE, especially WWE since Vince is gone now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've caught the programming. How's that been? If you have.
Oh, I watch wrestling different anyways. Like I'll watch anything. So I'm not picky. As long
same
as
here.
I watch it. So, but it's been definitely better. I've loved all the people coming back, getting their jobs back and stuff. That's always nice.
Yes. You
know, that's been, I feel like it's definitely, I feel like it's helped out indie wrestling and stuff too. Cause there's definitely when, Triple H took over, there's definitely like a bigger buzz to wrestling right now. Like it's definitely on an upswing. Like more people are getting into it again. Like all the people who hated Vince are coming back to watching wrestling now and stuff. So it's been really good, I think, for everybody. And I've been enjoying, I heard y'all talking about the Usos and Sami Zayn and that stuff. I've been enjoying that. I think that's the number one. I was on stream today and everybody was asking me who my Rumble pick was, and I was saying that I hope they let Sami win that Rumble. That would be fantastic. Everybody thinks it's gonna be The Rock, which I understand. Like I get it, that's the match, Rock versus Roman. That's the big match, but I don't think they need to like give away the Rumble to like set that match up. Like they could set that match up anytime. They could just be like, "Yo, Rock's here to wrestle Roman." They could do that anytime. They could film them getting into a fight at Christmas dinner and make it a match at Mania. They don't have to waste the Rumble on that. But speaking of, I'm going to be at the Rumble. So that's going to be pretty good. That's going to be my first WWE pay per view. I've never been to one, so.
Oh, nice. That's okay. Yeah, it's in San Antonio. Yeah, that's gonna be great.
12 hours for me, but I drive down. I'm in that area all the time, so it's nothing. But I got a group of Oklahoma boys are gonna go down there, so that's gonna be pretty fun.
Nice.
I'll get with some dudes. And that really, two of the dudes that are almost solely responsible for everything, a lot of the good stuff that happened to me, is there was the first clip of mine that ever went viral was me flipping over the top rope and going through the table with that dude laying on the table. So that wasn't even the dude in the match. That was actually the dude I was wrestling. That was his brother, and he was just like his manager. But both of those guys are gonna be, that's who I'm going down to San Antonio with. So I'm going down with you know, two dudes I owe a lot to. So that's pretty, it's gonna nice. Be pretty good. And, a newer dude around here too. So it's gonna be fun.
Sammy Zayn is your pick to win the 2023 Royal Rumble.
I hope so. I think that's the best ending for me. I guess I don't know. I'm here for that. I'm here for that for sure.
My pick, Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. He's going to return and he's going to win it. That's my pick. Who would be your pick, David? Let's throw our picks out here.
We're gonna have a Battle Royal Rumble style match at Game Changer Wrestling's New Year's weekend, and my pick is to be. Look at him right here on the camera in front of us.
Battle Bowl.
So Sam Stackhouse is gonna be in the WWE 2023 Royal Rumble.
No, he's talking about the Battle Bowl.
That's it, man.
Next weekend.
He's like,
yes.
Yeah, that man, I want to talk about this.
Hey, man, I'm gonna be there. I might make a run in on the Rumble, though. Who knows?
That'd be great. That'd be great. Michael Cole, Sam Stackhouse. Yeah. He's jumping in the ring, and Corey Graves like, I don't know what he's doing on the apron.
I might get too excited to hop the barricade. I probably get tackled before I made it to the ring, though. I'll try.
Oh, that would definitely be great. That definitely would be. Yeah, you mentioned The Rock. I was really surprised. Rock has not really been that popular with a lot of comic book fans.
Yeah, that's another thing. The past 2 weeks, people kind of turned on The Rock the past couple weeks. So I don't know if that's going to be.
DC fans hate The Rock, man, because
he might have to come back as Hollywood Rock.
Oh, I would like it. I liked Hollywood Rock.
He's gonna come back. Roman's gonna end up being the face in that match.
Rock needs to deliver some of that tequila.
Come on.
It's crazy because when I read about that there, Sam, about with the David's with people blaming The Rock because of Henry Cavill, he's not Superman. It's your fault, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, you know what? Get over it, man. DC needs a reboot.
Also, like, if I remember right, didn't people not like him as Superman anyways, like a few years ago? I could have swear everybody didn't want to be Superman anyways.
Right.
And now they all of a sudden wanted to stay. It was, I don't know, it's weird. Comic book fans are weird. They're just like, I watch movies different. I watch wrestling different. Like, I'm not a critic. That's not my job. I'm just watching to try to be entertained.
Let me ask you this. Oh, sorry.
Now go ahead, David.
Let me ask you this. Like, what movies catch your eye right now?
The last like new movie I watched was that Smile movie, that horror movie that
yeah. How was that?
My big problem with movies now, like, I guess I'll be a critic for a minute. My big problem with movies is that like they don't end movies anymore. That's what takes away from the entertainment to me. Like, I like a good ending, and they refuse to end movies anymore now because they got to set everything up for a sequel. So the big problem with Smile is that there was no ending. Like, it basically just restarted at the end of the movie, so they could make a new movie. They can make a Smile 2, I assume. But up until then, it was actually pretty decent, I thought.
Right.
Did you ever watch It Follows? Came out a few years ago.
I seen the first one. I didn't watch the second part.
It was kind of a ripoff of that, like the premise wise, because it's like a curse that gets transmitted from person to person or whatever.
Okay.
So yeah, it was kind of, but like they, but I mean, it was different enough to where like if you would only know it was close if you'd had seen both movies. So okay. It wasn't too bad. And then what else did we watch? We watched that movie where they got stuck on top of the tower. It was all right too. Fall, I think it's called. It was pretty good. I haven't even watched Black Adam yet. So
yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'd like to watch it. Since I got Peacock this year, I started watching going back and watching, looking at stuff to watch on Peacock. I watched Young Rock, which I think was great. I'm through the second season already, getting through that there. Then, yeah, it's great. First season was great.
I watched Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon, my wife watched it. She liked that.
I watched all those, but I haven't watched Young Rock yet.
Now, did you watch Cobra Kai?
I haven't watched anything.
Cobra Kai was great.
Like I figured that I would like it, but the Karate Kid was kind of like right before my time.
So oh,
yeah. that was like right because I caught like 6 months of the '80s, so that was kind of like right before me. So I didn't really watch Cobra Kai. Me and my wife started watching that Wednesday show. It's pretty good.
Is it?
We just started watching that. We're like two or three episodes.
I heard good reviews from that. I gotta check that out.
The most embarrassing show I watched is called The Good Doctor. I love that show. I've watched almost every episode of that. It's where like the dude's autistic, but they let him be like a surgeon. Mm-hmm. So he's like brilliant, but all he knows how to do is surgery. Like he doesn't know how to do anything else. Basically, it's a good show. It's one of those guilty pleasure shows. I don't know why I even found it. I happened to watch it. And then me and the family watched that 911 show. We watched to keep up with that. And then what else did we watch? Masked Singer. We watched that all the time.
My wife loves that show. She's pulled me in there a few times. She watched Who Gets Unmasked. I'm like, wow, I didn't expect that person to be the person in the mask and stuff, which I think is great.
The very first episode a few years ago, we watched that. We've been in two or three different houses since we've been a family and watched that. So
nice. What about Stranger Things? Did you catch any of the Stranger Things?
I watched some of it, but I haven't watched all of them yet. I'm not good at getting into shows that start slow.
Yeah.
Like I need to be hooked, and I'm not good at the slow. And that show started too slow, and I've tried it a couple times, but I haven't finished it. I've watched YouTube videos and stuff about it, and saw all the stories and stuff, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's great! It's great. The special effects.
I never got into it ever.
I like about how the effects and how they shoot and cut that show. Yeah. I love how they do that. And of course, I mean, with this last season, like music was like a big influence on it.
And in my playlist, when I'm just jamming throughout the day, there's like three or four songs that come up from that. Cause there's like a cover of the Journey song that comes up all the time. And then that like Running Up the Hill or whatever song comes up. And
Kate Bush.
There's one other one that comes up.
Yeah.
That
it's Master always Plans, Stranger Metallica. Things. Metallica getting new fans.
Yeah.
And you know, Metallica's coming out with a new album next year, and they already released one of the new songs off that album. And I seen it, and I was blown away. I was like, holy crap, man. This reminds me of Kill 'Em All, a cross between Kill 'Em All and Ride the Lightning or whatever, one of the early Metallicas. Yeah. And of course you got this guy who gets on there and he's like, this song is crap. And I'm like, what? So I clicked on clickbait. I call it clickbait. I clicked on the video and he's trying to explain that he's like, yeah, a lot of old school fans ain't going to like this. This is more for the new school fans. They're trying to, you know, capture and, you know, hold on to that fan base they got from the young generation from Stranger Things. And he listened to the song and it's like, yeah, you like it, but he didn't want to say he didn't like it. He was like, I don't know, man. It's like, yeah, just say you like the song. It rocks. And then he's like, basically he was trying to sell like stuff to buy from his music theory thing. I'm like, oh, it's a music theory person. Of course, you know, you're riding off the backbone of Metallica saying the song sucks. Yeah, I'm like, hater.
I'm gonna disappear like I always do. I'll be right back.
I'm never gonna watch anything that someone's better at me doing and say it sucks. That's just great. Like Metallica in my brain has never made a sucky song because they're freaking Metallica. Like I might like some Metallica songs more than others, but like I'm not gonna sit there and say any of their songs suck, or like I wouldn't say about any. That's just crazy, crazy to me.
It is. It is.
Yeah, I can tell that Stranger Things the music was something that they were pushing because like I said, there's three or four songs that pop up on my playlist every day that go through there. So that's pretty cool. I guess I should watch it, but I don't know.
you get time, just binge it, just get through it because the dialect and the dialogue and the characters are so great. They're so likable and stuff. And
you'll see. And maybe now that I can watch like the whole thing and not have to like wait between seasons and stuff, maybe it might be better.
Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, because it's going to be a while before they put season 5 out. And what's funny is people's putting out these fan-made stuff and they're coming out with the theories, and they're based on the theories off of what's already reported. Stranger Things 5, it's coming around the corner. Well, this is what we know so far. And I read that in every article I've read. Oh, yeah, Stranger Things season 5 is coming around the corner. And this is what we know so far. And I just got tired of looking at it. And then with Cobra Kai, it's pretty much done. And people's been basing stuff off of what Ralph Macchio said. Yeah. It said that they could do a season 6 with the amount of material that they shot. And people are going crazy over putting out these fan-made stuff and theories. And again, it goes like the Stranger Things. Cobra Kai season 6 is right around the corner. But this is what we know so far. I said to myself, I said, what the heck, man? It's the same repeat, rinse stuff over and over, Sam. And I don't believe anything until something from the official source comes out and says, hey, look, we're moving forward with this. That's the only thing. And Stranger Things and Cobra Kai had pretty good seasons this year for 2022. They pretty much, Cobra Kai got wrapped up. I'm like if they decide to come out with a season 6, I'm cool. But the way they ended it, I'm cool too, man.
Well, see, I like to wait till the show's over and then like watch the whole thing. Cause I have the horrible luck of getting attached to a show. And then I wait for the next season, and then they cancel it, and the season never comes. And then my brain—I don't like not having closure. That's why I don't like new movies nowadays. They don't end them, and so it bothers my brain when there's no ending. So like I hate getting attached to a show, and then they'll leave it on a cliffhanger, and then they're like, oh, it's canceled. Then sometimes you get lucky, and like Netflix will pick it up, and then you get one more season out of it, and sometimes you get a little closure that way. That's happened to me a couple times. But there's been a couple times when my shows got canceled. I was hoping Netflix picked them up, but they didn't. Yeah. You know what, the Scorpion show? That was a fantastic show. It still breaks my heart that show got canceled. That was a great show. And then Netflix was talking about picking it up, but then they never did. And then there was, what was it? Designated Survivor. That was a good one, too. Uh-huh. And that one got canceled, and it did get picked up by Netflix for one more season. And then there was a couple others, but I've been doing pretty much nothing but playing video games and watching YouTube videos. That's been about my intake and wrestling. I've watched quite a few different wrestlings from last. I've got the IWTV thing, so I watched a few of the shows they put up from this past weekend because there was a Texas Deathmatch show that I had a bunch of friends on, so I watched that, and I watched that freelance show that the main event was BK and Speedball Mike Bailey. That was, like I said earlier, freaking fantastic match. And then there was another one that Mike Bailey was in the main event of, and it was good too. But yeah, there's a lot of good wrestling right now too, and it's accessible like crazy because you got IWTV title match, Fight TV Plus thing for $5 a month. You get all the pay per views and stuff on that because that gives you not just GCW, but there's all kinds of stuff on there. You get Wrestling Revolver in there for that $5. And the Wrestling Revolver shows are crazy. There's a bunch of other feds in there too that you get that are it's crazy for $5. And then you can watch Ninja Mac and Dante on the Noah app too. I only have that one for whenever I got to stay up till like 3 o'clock in the morning to watch their matches sometimes.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I lost. Hey, welcome back, David. I lost.
Oh, thank you.
I lost in August my internet. and cable was like cut off for a whole month, and I didn't have access to anything. And I started getting stuff turning back on.
Yeah.
And then one of the things I forgot about was I was going through making sure I was like, okay, I quit paying for Podbeam and went over to Anchor, which is free. And when you publish audio podcast on Anchor, it goes directly into Spotify. I'm like, everyone has Spotify, so that's good. So I forgot to pay IWTV. I'm like, how did I forget the thing that I watched the most? Yeah. And I did. And I'm going to get it back.
How dare you?
Well, I was searching through Title Match, too. There's a lot of great stuff on Title Match and the IWTV. They've got that, like, year in the life or day in the life or whatever, where they send the camera with the wrestlers and stuff. They got that going on.
Love it.
And then on Title Match, there's all kinds of shoot interviews and stuff on there. Like, and there's all kinds of old school, like, ECW, like, talent that did, like ECW on the Indies, like, right before it or back, but they were all still good and stuff. Like, there's some crazy stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. Talking about IWTV, yeah, one person who had a hell of the beginning of 2022 in January was AC Mack. Yep. He captured the IWTV Independent World Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, man, and he defended the hell out of that title. Like, he had a lot of people step up, and he what was the one thing that I did watch during the beginning of the summer before I got my internet off, which was Uncharted Territory was down in TWE down there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, over in, was it Jaden Newman's arena there at TWE? That was great.
Yeah. I got a buddy that used to go to TWE all the time. I think he was a champion for a while.
Yeah.
Graham Bell, that's what he's from Oklahoma. He's a dude here from Oklahoma. He was there. Mm-hmm. He was at PW for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that went viral because the fan like attacked him and he hit him with the light tube.
Yeah. I got the privilege this year to get to talk to a lot of like new people as yourself and a lot of like returning people. I got to talk with, like I said earlier, I got to talk with Billy Starks again. I got to talk with my independent film friends, Stephanie Davis. She put out a new holiday movie, Home for Thanksgiving. I want to throw that out there. I also got to talk with Jeremiah Kemp. He finally got Slapface out, which is an independent horror. If you like horror, Sam, that's going to be right up there, man. If you go on the Shudder Network, it's on there. Okay. And yeah, it's a great, it the movie, it will leave you questioning, like, did it happen like this or did it happen like that? Which is great, because when I talked to him off camera, we had a discussion about that, and I was pretty much shocked with what answer I got. But yeah, he did a short film years ago. And then he finally got enough money to make it into a full feature. And it turned out great. Got a lot of good reviews. A lot of horror magazines and websites covered it. And I thought it was like really great. The movie was just great. And I liked the amount of exposure that he got. So that happened this year. What else happened? Oh, yeah. Podcast C Network ended after 4 years. the company that me and two of my good friends started back in 2018, I think. Yeah. I'm looking at the thing on the wall. I still got it right there, David. The thing that you sent me for Podcast C Network. That's 4 year run. It ended in September. Podcasting Network ended 4 years. We're on went separate ways, and there's been a lot of stuff that happened this year. There's so many things that's happened this year. I had a couple hurricanes hit me here in Daytona. Tore up my house. My front gate went whoosh, right out the thing. I had a palm tree fall in the corner of my house. Tell you what happened. So it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. That hurricane, Ian's ripping right through, you know, we're getting hammered with that hurricane. So I said to my wife, I noticed the palm tree started in my front yard. I had two palm trees. No. So the other one started leaning. And I said to my wife, I said, we got to get out there and do something. So I've got this like thin rope and I was drinking that morning. So I got outside there with the wind blowing. They said the wind was blowing like 40 miles an hour. No, I swear it was blowing like 60, 70 miles. I got out there. I tried to tie off that tree. I tried to pull. I was like Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. I was in my front yard. And I know the neighbors were looking at me. I'm standing in like 2 inches of water with my water boots on. And my wife's like, I'm going back in. And I'm like, oh. So I go running. I'm walking through this, treading through the backyard. I'm about trying to not blown over. I go back there and I find two big 4x4 fence posts I had that I didn't get put in yet. So I'm walking like I felt like Rocky Balboa in Rocky IV when he's training against, yeah, you know, Ivan Drago. You know, I must break you. I'm treading through this water. I can see my neighbors looking at me like, look at this crazy SOB out here, this hurricane. I braced my palm tree.
Everett, I'll tell you what.
And I'll tell you what. It fell. It didn't hold steady, and the thing fell, and it caught on the corner of my house, and the bush on the corner of my house held up the palm tree. But I needed – I'm in the process of getting –
during the shit. Everett?
Yeah.
Everett was calling me during this all, too. I was like, look at this shit, man. It's like crazy. Yeah.
We got to deal with like tornado
but,
things.
But here. After that,
I couldn't do them hurricanes. But, I'm good on that.
Hey, but I grew up in this stuff here, man.
But I want to say congratulations. She's also got a work for his. So he's a sanitation guy down in his. He got a good job, crew job. So he's working now. Full time, awesome. So shout out to that, Everett. Your DPW.
Nice. Yeah, I got a new job. I switched like 5 jobs this year, which is crazy for myself personally. I switched 5 different jobs, and it's like wow. So I finally found something that's great. But this has been a crazy year, man. It's been a good year too. A lot of great moments. I'm looking forward. I don't know if I should say this after what happened in 2019. I said, yeah, I'm looking forward for 2020. And then you know what happened.
2022 made up because like 2020 and 2021 were kind of slow. You know, like, well, I mean, 2021 was really my 2021 was a crazy year for me too. So really just 2020 was slow. And then 2021, 2022 have been absolutely crazy. So hopefully 2023.
2023 is the year.
Good thing last year. So it should be good. It should be good.
What?
Everett, too bad you're too bad.
What? What's that, David? You were cutting in and out there for a minute.
Too bad you weren't going to join us. I know. I was going to say, too bad you're not going to join us, but you'll see it on Fight TV. I'll send you the stuff. We'll see. Make sure you watch us on TV, okay?
Oh, I will. I will. You send me the stuff. I'll watch you guys. I definitely will. I mean, I like it when you guys send me stuff. Like Brandon Wolf, he sent me some stuff this year. Check out. And I just like 2023. Like before, you're hoping. Like, what are you looking forward to in 2023, and what do you got planned here ahead at the beginning of 2023? Anything, Sam, people should be looking out for?
Well, I mean, obviously I got the GCW starting out, but I'm going to the NWA tryout in January 28th in Kentucky, I believe is where it's at, with Ricky Morton and EC3. So that's nice. Gonna that should be good. Yeah, I'm just going to keep trying to go up and hopefully, you know, pop up on some bigger platforms this year. Maybe get AEW Dark, just Ring of Honor, hopefully. We're just going to keep grinding, keep getting the name out there, keep having as many matches as humanly possible. For me, we've been hitting the gym pretty hard the past couple months, so we're going to keep doing that. It's been pretty – I've noticed – the first match I noticed a difference was mine and Brian Keith's match. I noticed a difference in, like, some of the movements and strength and strength-wise and stuff like that. I noticed a little bit of improvement in that. So we're just going to keep pushing for those little victories and keep going. Hopefully this time next year we can be having our best of 2023 and we're talking about even way bigger things happening.
Nice. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I did this year. Let me start with you, David. Did you get to do everything you wanted to do this year in 2022? And what do you have going on for
2022? I'll tell you what. I've seen some moments at Game Changer. They're really like I got to see some stuff really was like a eye opener and really like a roller coaster ride, man, for Game Changer Wrestling to really rocket to where they were. And you know, I saw some moments like John Moxley really just coming out and really proving who he was. Matt Cardona as well. And just Effie and just the list goes on and on. There's a lot of guys that are just thirsty. And you know, it's their time to shine. And more guys at this future, and we'll be seeing a lot. There's a lot of guys that they announced this card, like this New Year's card that me and Sam is going to be involved in. It's going to be insane because it's guys. There's a lot coming in this week. It's like not WrestleMania weekend. It's like just how can we say it, Sam? Like just really stacked.
It's going to be good.
Like Sam Stackhouse. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, we're going to see Willie Mack. We're going to see the debut of Willie Mack. Kerry Morton making his debut.
Kerry Morton is my dude. I did just a couple weeks ago. I was with him and Ricky in Kansas, and we did the seminar and stuff. It was fantastic. Kerry is a sweetheart. He's probably one of the sweetest dudes I've ever met in my life. That dude is he's awesome. And Ricky is fantastic too. Every time I see Ricky,
I'll hook up. I'll hook up with him pretty soon. I think I'll have to. Yeah, absolutely. Podcast Everett, you'll have to share. We'll share away. I'm sure that'll come out a lot. Also, what I got going, I've really just watched a lot of wrestling, catching them IWTV, a lot of good stuff, and Sam's probably seen it. I've been just helping promote the rebirth of you know, XPW has made its debut back, you know, which is really cool
yes.
to see that transform.
I've got to watch a couple of new promotions. I've got to check out. One was from Damian Saint. She's the general manager of Rocket Pro Wrestling out of Chicago. I got to check that out, which was pretty good. And then there was another one, Chicagoland Wrestling, I think it is. That's another one right there. It's Chicago Style Wrestling, which is great. I have two promotions, new ones I get to watch out of the Tri-state area, or I think that's how you put it. I don't know, but I've enjoyed it this year. I've had a lot of like great things. It's, you know, I've had a roller coaster of a ride.
So Everett, as I could jump back in about the XPW, I'll be actually going, you know, they're going to be coming back to the East Coast January 21st. So I'll be there in Newark, New Jersey to watch XPW and to, as they present, We Are Not Your Kind. You know, you have their death match, the king of the death matches, the God, No God, only Black is their champion. So, and it's going to be great to see him again. I haven't seen him, Masada, like, dude, these guys are like guys, deathmatch guys that I used to follow CZW.
What's that, Sam?
I said, I forgot I wrestled Masada this year, too. I forgot about that.
Masada.
Yes, you did.
I wrestled him a few months ago. Yeah, I had the skewers sticking out of my head and everything.
Yeah. Didn't you share something on social media with that? Yeah, you did. Yeah. I said to myself, I said, what the heck is he gotten himself into now?
Legitimately.
What was that? Let me ask you this, Sam. What was that like? What was that like to feel that in your head?
Well, number one, just the whole thing, it was intimidating to begin with because they legitimately asked five people to wrestle him and they all said no. And they texted me and I didn't even hesitate. I was like, bet, I'm going to wrestle Masada. And then it started sinking in. I was like, damn, I'm going to have them things in my head. And like I've dabbled in deathmatch. Like I'm not like a deathmatch guy, but like what I do, I don't hold back. Like I'll go all in. But like it was probably the most brutal thing that's ever happened to me in my life. It was rough. It wasn't even like the pain, it was the sound. Because when he's got him and he's just pounding them into your head, you can hear it. Like you can hear him like hitting your skull, but you can hear it from like the inside out.
That's
what freaked me out. Like I said, it wasn't even the pain. It was just like I could hear the crunching noise, but it wouldn't sound like my ears were hearing it from like the crunching outside. It sounded like it was coming from like inside my head. That's the part that got me. I wasn't a fan of that. Part. You
know. I don't know if you saw the highlight reel from the XPW with Ludark and Sage Sin and Sawyer Wreck. They had that match and she grabbed that with her teeth skewer apart. Boom. Right with her teeth, Everett.
Talk about skewers. Go ahead. I gotta share my story with skewers. You're done talking about skewers. Damn. Here's my thing with skewers. I think it was Prestige Wrestling. Drexel. You know Drexel. He had that match at Prestige Wrestling where someone took a little Caesar's pizza and they carried it to the ring and he skewered the pizza to I forget the guy's head. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Could have been worse, Everett. In Japan.
And there's a picture on the Twitter. I don't even know if let me see if I can pull this up. Man, I was dying laughing for like weeks over this. I like people are like, are you sick? I said, no. They're like, you're crazy. I'm like, you're just finding out.
The skewers are no joke.
Tell you what, Everett. Sam and I know it. We've seen the viral clips and watched it from the Japan GCW show where Takeda versus Joey Janela gave him a human shish kebab.
Oh, yeah, it is. I watched one of the best deathmatch matches I've seen live. It was Dmitry Alexandrov versus Sky Dela Cremosa versus Hoodfoot. And it was in Texas a few months ago. And
Shout out to Dmitry. He was one on my podcast.
He was. Yes. Yeah. Dmitry put their hands down and put needles in both their hands, like in the knuckles right here, like looking like Wolverine with needles and like stomped them. And then Hoodfoot got up and put one in each side of Dimitri's face. So they're like sticking out of his cheeks. And then he hit him with a brain buster with the things with the syringes in his mouth. It was
I'll tell you what, syringes.
It was at a bar. The venue was a bar. They got the whole bar shut down because they bled into the like place where they put the ice and stuff. They got blood in there because there was so much blood just squirting everywhere. It was crazy. Right.
Damn.
What'd you find?
IWTV. Man, he's crazy. In a good way. I love it. Check this out. I'm going to share this right here for you, Sam.
Just
mute, here we go.
Mute the video.
Just what? No, I'm not showing a video.
Yeah,
I'm showing a picture.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go. Oh. There it is.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh shit!
Look at the referee's face.
Look at that ref's face. I think the ref shit himself.
That's crazy. Sauce had to burn too, huh?
Drexel did that, man. He skewered pizza on his forehead.
That ref's like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Look at that referee. He's
This is what he's thinking right here. Here we go.
Damn. He is. He said, I gotta go.
Let's do it. I think you have to say it. He definitely should. That referee probably should. He probably shit himself. That referee looks like he actually left.
What are we doing here, boys? What are we doing?
Oh, no, guys! Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
One more. Here we go.
Man up.
talk about that. Talk about man up, Everett. That was a good tag team. The Briscoes really had a good run as well.
Yeah. ROH, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ring of Honor. Really did you catch that? The FTR and I still call them the Revival against the Briscoes. That was good, wasn't it?
Oh, at the last Ring of Honor show? That was crazy.
Dog color match? Double dog color match? Wow.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Guys,
even though
whatever,
I've never watched
in my life. I think I'm gonna skip
that. I've never seen the ref bleed.
I think I'm gonna close out of here, Everett.
No, I never seen anything like it. I'd have to say, would you guys agree? Match of the year?
Oh, for sure, for 100%.
Match of the year.
Not even a question. Like that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was. That was Everett, that would have to be Everett, match.
Can I guys say that, you know what? Happy New Year's, Everett, and you guys enjoy the rest of your night. I'm gonna go listen to a podcast right now.
You're gonna leave me for another podcast? I can't believe you, man.
No, I'm ready to go watch the Rob Black show.
I'm about to take it home. I'm about to take it home anyway. I just realized the time it was because I can go hours. I can go hours and talk. I know Sam can go to hours. David, when the street lights come on, you got to go home. I understand. You got to get that Starbucks in, and you got to get tucked in the bed. I understand, David. You do got to work tomorrow, which I don't, but I do have a busy morning.
I don't even have to take my wife to work in the morning, so I don't have to get. I'm gonna stay. I'll probably stay up late tonight playing video games.
Guys, here you go. Take over, Everett. Goodbye.
Well, this is all right, David.
Yeah,
all right,
I'll see it
now. Yes. I'm gonna be taking it home here. So, if you're gonna jump out,
jump.
All right. He's jumping. And he's gone. He left. He jumped. He said it. He said, nope, he's back now. That must have been a 5-minute podcast, man. How was it? He's crazy. He's crazy. Whew. Making my glasses fog up. I mean, this is the Everett Lee Show, not Deathmatch Wrestle Podcast. Yeah, anyone who was watching, listening, yes, this is the Everett Lee Show. This is not Deathmatch Wrestle Podcast. So just to inform people. But yeah, I can just go on and on and stuff about 2022, a lot of stuff that happened this year. I mean, a lot of great things, like keeping up with you on social media. I keep a lot of workers on social media. I try to. There's so many. It's just like
there's a lot of good dudes right now, and ladies. There's a lot of good people right now.
There is. There's a lot of things that's went on. There's a lot of good people, and there's a lot to keep up with. I mean, yeah. It's to stay connected, to make sure everything's going good. But the stuff I've seen out of you this year, I'm like, wow, you've had a great year. 2023 is going to be even bigger year, greater year for you, because I know you got a lot of good things on the horizon, as you mentioned before. And
just keep working. That's all I can do. Like I said, I think wrestling's one thing. The hard work is going to pay off eventually, in one way or another. And like I said, it might even if I don't get any further than I've gone now, I'm happy. I think I told you last time, like I said, I got my wife, my daughter. I wouldn't have my daughter if I didn't have my wife, and I wouldn't have wife and didn't have wrestling. I wouldn't have all of my best friends are from wrestling. So like I get to live a dream life now. I get to sit at home and play video games and chill with my kid all day, and then get to hang out in the night times with them. So like it's fantastic, and it's all because of wrestling. So it's been a good year. And like I said, I hope that hopefully this year we'll just keep compounding on that. And this time next year, we can have the same conversation and talk about how by this time next year, you'll have 1 million viewers on every week, so we can do, and like, yeah, we'll revisit this next week. And hopefully we'll both be in further along,
Oh yeah. Yeah. David said, "Hey, great show. Keep." Okay. All right. Thanks, David. Thank you. But yeah. Hopefully, next year, 2023, I just, I was hoping that next year I'd have like a longer run doing commentary. It's like I haven't had that, like I was talking to my wife was like, "So this is over too?" I said, "Yeah, it's over." I said, my short run, I've had little short runs here and there, doing commentary, doing production for a promotion. And then it's like, I haven't had that long run. And she's like, "What do you mean?" I said, "I haven't like had that long," and like talking about title, like having that long title run. Oh, yeah. Little short things here and there. And I just hope that be able to get the opportunity probably next year in 2023, hopefully, right. I get to do a long run doing commentary again. Yeah. I just hope that happens. But who knows what next year holds? It's open book, man. It hasn't been written yet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because if you'd asked me in 2020 what 2021 was going, or what's going to 2021, I never would have told you the same thing about 2021, 2022. So, like I said, hopefully we can just revisit this, and it's going to be a good year. Hopefully, it's better than this last year. That's gonna be tough, because this was a good year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this definitely been a great year, and I do want to say it's been great. Everyone that I've known and I do follow, they've had a great year this year. And just keep it up, keep it going, keep that foot on the gas. Let's go. Sure. Just keep going in 2023, because who knows where you may end up at. And I do want to thank you for jumping in here tonight, man, and just, chilling and talking.
Okay, had a good time.
Yeah, we were supposed to have PJ Savage supposed to jump in, but David said, unfortunately, he wasn't able to come in tonight because he had other prior engagements going on tonight, which I understand, I was supposed to have a Damian Saint on a few weeks ago. That didn't happen, but we're going to reschedule, get him back on the podcast probably next year, because I'd be, after this here, be taking a few weeks off, and then right in 2023, and hit it again. I already got two new podcasts lined up for the beginning of next, you know, for next month, for next year. And hell, I like to get you back on.
Hey, anytime, again. Let me know. Just whenever you, whenever. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Anytime you want to just get on your talk, just send me a message. I'm always, I don't do much during the week anymore. I'm just hanging out. So
nice. Let I'll let you know, man. I'll definitely let you know. Definitely let you know. Anything else you wanna throw out there? You wanna plug before we take it home here?
And I mean, you follow me on thesamstackhouse.com. I have thesamstackhouse.com. It's a real website now, which is pretty crazy. My wife got it for me for Father's Day. We can go on there. The merch is going to be dropping on there soon, where you can buy it straight from the website. Now you can just DM me for merch or anything like that. You can follow me on all the social medias. Keep track of where I'm going to be at next weekend. Be at GCW Weekend in New Jersey. I'll be making my JCW debut and my Showboat debut in the Battle Bowl. That's going to be pretty sweet. So big things coming. We got that NWA tryout coming up. So we're just going to just stay tuned to all that, and I'll keep everybody updated.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening and watching in this episode of Everett Lee's Show. I want to say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Cheers, fool. And we'll see you again in 2023. Everyone have a great night and a great weekend. And your family and friends, grab them in close, hug them, and tell them that you love them. And God bless. We'll see you in 2023. Signing off. Peace.
Follow The Everett Lee Show on the following social media platforms. Facebook, The Everett Lee Show. Twitter, at The Everett _Lee. Instagram, Everett Lee. Subscribe, follow, The Everett Lee Show, on the following platforms. Anchor.fm/Everett Lee Show. YouTube, Everett Lee. And Jonners Podcast Network, WrestlingWithJonners.com.